First, though, lawmakers might be using nearly $30 billion fund as a bargaining chip in sequestration talks. The Defense Restoration Fund is supposed to help the Defense Department increase its readiness, but is it really just a placeholder? Federal News Radio Scott Massioni is here to give us some answers on that. Hello, Scott.
Hello.
So this is not a fund that we have seen in past budgets. What is the Defense Restoration Fund?
That's right. This is something that's completely new. It's $28.6 billion. And what's really interesting about it is that it's basically a blank check. There's no line items on it. It just kind of puts in some basic placeholders for what the Congress wants this money spent as. So there's about $12 billion in procurement, about $9 billion in O&M spending, and then $9 billion in OCO spending. There's also some money in there for research and development as well. So, you know, it's looking like the Congress might want to use this as more of a bargaining chip to get more money out of the budget deal, if they can possibly do that. One thing about this Defense Restoration Fund is that it completely gets rid of the power of the purse for Congress.
Interesting. So are they putting any strings on it whatsoever, giving any indication of what they want the money to be used for if it ever actually is enacted?
Yeah, so they're asking that DOD give the congressional committees of the defense congressional committees a 15-day to 30-day warning about how they're going to spend this money. But except for that, that's pretty much all that they have to do. They're just letting Secretary Mattis go carte blanche on what he wants to do with everything and how he wants to spend it. And they're saying that this kind of ties into the National Strategic Review, which is supposed to come out in the fall. That's something that Mattis has mandated that DOD do to figure out how they're going to be spending the money and going the way forward to with the wars and with the strategy for DOD. So what Congress wants them to do is they want DOD to have enough money that they need to start the strategy before 2019. So they're not really sure how much money he'll need for this. They want it to be flexible for him. So they're just kind of giving him this blank check.
So the thinking being that they're going to need to pass appropriations bills before the National Defense Review is actually done.
That's right. Well, you know, in September 30th is the last day of the fiscal year. So once that happens, either sequestration will go into effect, a continuing resolution will go into effect, or we'll be in another shutdown.
Why exactly would Congress want to, essentially, as you said, give DOD a blank check and completely abdicate any control that they might have over the defense budget? That's not something they've traditionally done.
Right. So if you think back to your high school civics class, you can remember that Congress gets the power of the purse, which means they get to line item everything in the budget. But the thing is that by giving this check to Secretary Mattis, they pretty much are giving away that power. And if you know Congress, they like to keep a strong foothold on any sort of power that they can get. So the whole reason that they're doing this, we think, is that they want to use it, or at least experts are telling me, is that they want to use it as a bargaining chip in sequestration. It's kind of like that old negotiating tactic when you want something, you keep a number in mind that you'd like, but you always go high so that you have some room to kind of, whittle down to the actual number that you want. So that's a possibility that they might be doing in the face of sequestration, because they're going to have to the Republicans are going to have to come up with a deal with the Democrats for a larger budget deal. And you have to remember that includes domestic spending as well as defense spending.
Yeah. And as you say, any time we talk about any defense budget number, we have to caveat it with the fact that Congress still has not raised the caps under the Budget Control Act, has no plan to raise the caps, has no plan to eliminate the caps. So sequestration would still take effect later on this year. How does this play into that particular dynamic?
All right. Well, the budget caps are at $549 billion. Right now, the House Appropriations Bill is still about $33 billion over those caps, not including OCO, the Overseas Contingency Operation, which is emergency war spending. That's about $78 billion more on top of that. So I guess what experts are telling me, like Todd Harrison from CSIS and Lauren Fish from CNAS, is that they can use this money as a bargaining chip, and then they can take away if they really need to whittle things down and say, we purely just cannot get this $30 billion in there. It's easy to take out. They didn't ask for any specific line items. They can just throw away this fund and not have to, go through any changes within the mathematics and of the whole bill itself. Another reason is that they want to use this bill, this money, as a way to kind of beef up what they can use for the budget. You know, they can say, you know, we actually need $700 billion, but you know, I guess we'll give you seven. We'll ask for 650 just to make it seem a little bit better. And you know, like they're giving up some sort of bargaining chip, basically.
Indeed. All right, Federal News Radio, Scott Massioni, thanks so much.
Thank you.